Shannon Grimm with Shannon Grimm and Partners at Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. Today, Stanley has left us, and I'm stuck with Jake Brenneman from my team. And then we also have a special guest, Luke Hernandez, who is owner of P&P Painting with us. And good to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm excited to be here. I've heard a lot of great things about it.
So one of the things that I really admire about you is the fact that you know that you have to put money back into your business, and you're actually investing in expensive equipment in order to do a job better than the next person. So tell us, for one, about that equipment that you've invested in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, when I looked at the industry, I studied the industry in school, and that's why I'm active in it right now. I saw a lot of room for improvements. I worked for a high-end guy in Columbus. He's kind of a niche painter. And I saw some of the equipment that he uses and none of the other, you know, large-scaled companies use. And the equipment we use when we sand the walls, they have a HEPA filter attached to them. So when we sand the walls and improve the foundation of the wall, which really makes the paint job a good paint job, we're not creating a lot of dust in the home. The reason why that's important, because once you create a lot of dust in the home, it's really hard to get it out.
Yes. Well, and because so like my husband and I had that issue. So like it seemed like the dust had dust friends. And like no matter how many times you dusted, it would come back, because we had had our home, we'd had a new kitchen put in, and even though they like taped off the area, which is what a lot of painters will do too, we still had like a ton of dust. So we ended up having to clean out our filters, but it took us a while before we realized what it could actually be coming from. So having a process where you don't have to worry about doing all that stuff is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we focus on bringing the most value we possibly can to the customer. And not only does it, you know, make it easier on the customer, it's nicer for their home. It keeps it clean, but it also makes the process much quicker. So we're not going around and having to sweep up and clean up the dust that we create.
That's good too. So you do residential and commercial?
Residential and commercial. Residentially, it's a higher end service. We offer a good, better, best option depending on what the client wants. Again, we want to bring a lot of value to the customer. And then commercial is its own thing, right? That's kind of a faster process. You know, mm-hmm. you got to get the rooms, flipped quick before, you know, the new tenants move in. Mm-hmm. So
you do exteriors on homes as well, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we do interior and exterior. Exterior, what we really focus on is our three coat process, which is the first coat is a coat of oil primer. A lot of companies don't use oil just because it's difficult to use. And with the new environmental push, there's a lot of latex based primers, but it's simple. Wood and oil is significantly better than wood and water, right?
Think
about it. So I've seen what the oil does to, you know, wood. I mean, it almost makes it like a composite material after applying the wood. And then on top of that, putting the two finish coats so it's protected for the Ohio's elements.
Yes, lots of elements. Lots and lots of elements.
All of them. And you recently told a few of us about a pretty big project you have going on that was very cool to hear about. So why don't you tell the viewers a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. It's an individual from Zanesville. He's building a massive, we're going to call it a mansion, out on Buckeye Lake, completely waterfront. He's expecting the best. For example, the windows he had custom made. It's one of the best window makers in the country. They were telling him they think they're the nicest windows in the entire country. Wow. So. Someone like, you know, this client, we're doing the absolute best for him. You know, again, for the exterior, oil-based primer on everything, sprayed, back rolled on, and then two finish coats of Sherwin-Williams, who I'm partnering with, their absolute best paint, again, to protect mm-hmm. from the weather. And then being on the lake, it's going to be, you know, the weather's a little bit more volatile right. out there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're excited to get that one,
it's
that one.
It's not a real lake. I grew up on the lake.
Yeah, I guess it's... It's a fake way. Yeah, no, you're right. But
it still doesn't get quite the lake effect snow and stuff that we did growing up, but it's still a good size body of water. So they're still going to have some different issues out there. But Yeah.
And you said that guy brought in, what was it, an architect from like Texas or something?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm not sure who it is. The architect is world renowned. He's a YouTube channel. He's apparently making a series of the remodel of the home. But again, this client, he is top 1%, right? He is expecting the absolute best. And again, that the architect that he's working with, I've seen the progression of the buildings thus far. It's unbelievable what they're building out there, and he's building it. I think if I'm recalling right, you know, to leave for his family. And there's a lot of nice real estate on the lake, but mm-hmm. I think this is going to be the number one house on the lake.
Yeah.
So I didn't hear the story, but is it a remodel or a total new build, or is it both?
Total new build.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, complete new build.
Okay.
It wasn't a tear down, was it?
So he explained to me, it's kind of complex. He bought an old fishing cottage type house, mm-hmm. tore it down, and then there is a small road in the way, and he somehow did something with zoning to accumulate the land on the other side of it. He's a really smart guy, so he explained it to me. I kind of grasped the concept, but it's like a two lot. It's a large home, you know. It's not just a small little home. So, it's a new build, and it's gonna look awesome when it's done. So,
yeah,
okay. Very cool.
So you work all the way out at Buckeye Lake. What areas do you cover?
Yes. So I'm from Zanesville, so I'll go out to Zanesville. Of course, you know, with the residential remodels, we do offer good, better, best. But typically, if I'm gonna go out that far, I like to treat my people right, and you know, I'm gonna have to compensate them. So you know, we typically want to do the better best option if we're going out towards that way. We'll drive if it's right. If the client, you know, likes what we're offering, we'll definitely get out there and do it for them.
So you're from Zanesville, but you're located in Central Ohio. So I assume all the normal suburbs, all that stuff, you're good with too.
Yeah, of course. I like to stay in Columbus, but again, I mean, Buckeye Lake, I want to have a market out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with some of the real estate out there, and I have some connections out there. Definitely all areas of Columbus I'm willing to do, and the majority of my workforce resides in the area.
Okay, yeah, that's why it's pretty important. If that's where the workers are, that's kind of where you want to stay. But
yeah.
So, and you showed me a project that you did. So someone had a very custom wood door that needed to be resurfaced, and it was very detailed. So you showed me that too. So that was a cool project that you did, but very labor intensive. So how was it doing that?
Yeah, so I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of cheap
mm-hmm.
companies out there that don't do the best job, and they, you know, they just do a quick fix. And yeah, this door, actually, someone in our group's parents, they had this beautiful door. His mom has had the door for 40 years, and they had people just come and apply.
Hard to replace, too.
Yeah, no, and you know, when she, I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of nervous to do it. She, you know, she's like, we don't want to replace the door, but it was so beat up, which it was, because they just kept applying clear coats mm-hmm. on it. They did not sand it down to the grain, which you have to do when you stain, right? You got to remove everything because the stain goes into the wood,
mm-hmm.
and then apply the clear coat. So I went out there for about 12 hours of sanding, and then the applications.
Which is crazy.
Yeah,
it looked amazing when you were done with it. So, because you showed me the before pictures and kind of during and then after, and it looked amazing when you were done with it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, that's definitely probably that might be my favorite thing I've ever done personally. Mm-hmm. Definitely like a niche project. It went well. She was very happy with it, and I can't wait to. Potentially get some more jobs like that moving forward.
Yeah. So what other jobs do you really like? So what else have you done besides that's been like your favorite job to do?
So I like garage doors. It's kind of weird, but
interesting.
A partner of mine in the group, he has a garage door company. Mm-hmm. He was kind of explaining what it takes to get a custom color on a door, and you have to wait 2 to 3 months. It's X amount. I can do it for 30% cheaper on the spot in 2 hours. So
wow.
I really like garage doors, and the paint that Sherwin provides, well, the paint that I use through Sherwin, it's called Emerald Rain Refresh. So when it rains, the rain kind of cleans the surface.
Interesting.
So it is, and it's like pudding. It's not really like a paint. It's very thick, and it's unbelievable what it does to garage doors. So at the end of the day, I'm running a company, but it's nice to do something, you know, work like that, where it's just when you're done, the client comes out, they're like, they just can't believe what it looks like after you're done. So,
yeah. Well, I've never, so like garage doors are kind of one of those things you just take for advantage, right? Mm-hmm. So, but then I'm starting to hear more and more people are more into what their garage door looks like. Like ours is just painted white, just is what it is.
It's just there.
But that's, I've never heard of that kind of paint. So that's pretty interesting. Because mm-hmm. We do see a lot of stuff get like grow algae on it and stuff like that. So do you have any processes for dealing with, like, algae on, like, the exteriors?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's certain paints with certain properties. I'm not 100% sure if this Rain Refresh has those types of properties in it. However, it is the top-of-the-line paint.
It sounds pretty cool, though.
Yeah, sure. When they own the industry. I studied the economics behind the company, and in grad school, and you know that's when I saw. Not only did I study the foundation behind the company, their strategy, and then I experienced what they do for their contractors. I was blown away. I mean, they could buy out everyone overnight. I feel like I mean, for the garage doors, I mean, I can't think of a better product to put on the door to combat some issues like you mentioned.
Yeah, I'm just surprised I've never heard of that before. So, because I honestly spend time in Sherwin-Williams on occasion, so it's actually a fun place to hang out. Because I like to pick paint colors for people too. So, like, we like to make sure that when we're suggesting that someone go in and paint a house, that they're getting, you know, decent colors. And unfortunately, like, we have referred you to someone before and they decided to go with someone else. They use the color we referred them to, but it looks a whole lot different when there's paint drips and when there's missing paint and you can see, like, the previous color, like, in the corner showing through and stuff. So, you know, who you choose matters. And, like, the paint job like that, it just makes someone, you know, walk through the house and doubt everything else in the house. So, you know, while, you know, you may not be the cheapest painter, you would do a great job. And that really matters. And I just don't think people understand. So, like, the things that we refer people to that can make a huge difference is a new layer of paint, at least. Or, you know, toning down some paint. So, like, if they've got some crazy colors, toning those down and then doing new flooring sometimes is a big one. And that's probably one of the more expensive ones. And the new light fixtures help a lot, too. So those are the three major things that really help sell your home, especially in a more competitive market when the market isn't like people are, you know, fighting over each other to get to your home. So when you go with someone who's going to leave the paint drips and stuff like that, it just does not help the sale of a home. So that's why we're glad to know you and glad to know how you do your processes and stuff. And you're really passionate about what you do, too, which is also great. And you're passionate about customer service, which we appreciate, too.
And it makes such a big difference when it's done correctly. You know, I think we've all tried
huge
to
difference.
Paint, you know, a wall or a room on our own. And it never turns out really all that well. I mean, I've painted multiple rooms in my house, but it never turns out well when I do it myself. Good enough, but especially when you're going to sell a house, it truly makes a huge difference to have it professionally done, and it really makes the world of a difference.
Yeah, and the paint is really what stands out in a house, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so as far as the quality with the guys that, I mean, they get paid what they get paid, right? But first of all, I'm the final say. Before, you know, obviously they're getting paid, so and I'm tough with them, very tough with them. I pay them well, and on top of that, they get compensated a certain percentage. So if I have to go through and rip up, I say 50 pieces of tape and put it everywhere, which doesn't happen, right? I have great groups of guys, but yeah, they get compensated, and I see, you know, when I studied the industry, and I saw how much some of these guys are making based on what they were doing, bringing very little value to the customer. I'm like, wow, I think I have something here. And then I talked to this, you know, some of these individuals, and you know, they're not treated well, they're not paid well, and I say, well, I do this, but this is how things are going to go, and it's gone well. It's gone well so far. So you know, I'm not afraid to pay my people. Some of these older contractors, not to speak poorly on them, but the era of, you know, underpaying your we'll say human capital is not. It's just that's obsolete now. You got to pay for good service and. That's what we try to do.
Well, what happens too is with, like, you know, people that have been painting for years and years, sometimes it's either a one-man or two-man show, and a lot of times they just don't prepare for the business, and that's kind of tough too when you're dealing with that kind of situation. And I've had several people, though, who have gone to, you know, the cheapest painter they can find, and they always get what they pay for, which is horrible. And I've had clients call me and apologize to me for not using my recommendation because they knew how poorly the paint job showed, you know, the paint job showed up. And one poor guy was the house he was moving into, and he was like, I will never do that again, because he knew who I would refer him to would do such a better job. But they had like six guys out on the job, and they still did a horrible job. So it's just disappointing. What made you decide to go into paint?
Yeah, so I was an athlete in college, and when I stopped, I was studying for my MBA, and I was, you know, I literally went from training a lot, right, to studying business, and it's kind of ironic, but I started reading Harvard Business Review articles, and I had B's in college, right, but I wasn't a stellar mm-hmm. student. I didn't really study business that much, and I started reading these articles, and I realized, I know that, it's because I spent a lot of time around a lot of high-level thinking athletes. Mm-hmm. So I saw, you know, I kind of started looking at, you know, different types of industries, and then I started looking at the foundation of the industry, right? And as my first company, I thought it made sense to go into a low-barrier company. And on top of that, I came to Columbus to finish up my MBA, mm-hmm. and I worked for, like I mentioned earlier, kind of a niche painter mm-hmm. who is... he's very, very high end. I mean, he does the massive remodels with the high, you know, the ultra high end residential contractors and the UAs mm-hmm. and of those areas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I studied it. My strategy class, I studied Sherwin Williams. My economics class, I studied Sherwin Williams. You know, interviews for my classes through Sherwin Williams, and then going in to meet my rep, and he's from the same university I went to, and I explained what I was doing, and he gave me this look, and I'm like, you know, I didn't realize why he gave me that look, but I think I do now. And I mean, yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement. I guess.
So why did he give you the look?
Because he's like, when you went to the same school as me, you're mm-hmm. coming in this, and you're about to finish your MBA, and you're about to start a painting company. I said, yeah, so that's kind of why he gave me the look. And I mean, I think he saw the demeanor and the kind of the direction I wanted to go with it, mm-hmm. which is, I pivoted over time because I've been learning, you know, you learn. When you, especially the beginning, right? I know, I mean, you've kind of talked about what you've done. It's not easy in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's not painting industry. People sleep on it. They don't understand. Mm-hmm. It's a profitable industry. It's a low barrier. So everybody and their brother is painting out there. But at the end of the day,
real estate.
Yeah. The economy around here, people want value. So again, I realize, mm-hmm. you know, we can, you know, even our good offer that we, if a client goes with a good, you know, package, our process doesn't change, and it's still superior to, you know, we'll say 9 out of 10 other mm-hmm. scale companies out there. I know what I'm competing against. You know, I read an article, I think it was the third article I read when I stopped wrestling and, you know, it was full time school. It said, pick your competition while compete against these other painters, because I know how they operate, and mm-hmm. it's, you know, I think there's a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting that you've just really studied the industry.
Yeah.
So, and like, you know, I've been around real estate for a very long time and stuff, and I kind of know my competition too, but I don't dwell on my competition either. So I think you do the same. You know your competition, but you don't dwell on the competition. You just try to make yourself better. So for me, I always just want to be the best version of me, and I kind of get that feeling from you too, that you're just passionate about what you do and you want to be the best at it.
And you know your product.
Yeah.
You know your services. You know what you're doing.
Inside and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, so I was a wrestler growing up, and that's what I did until I was 23 years old, 5 years in college. And a big thing is you don't look at the brackets, right? When you're mm-hmm. young, everyone's looking at the brackets. What did this kid do? What did that, you know, and you get nervous. And, you know, when I first started off, it's like, well, I'm competing against this franchise. I'm competing against this company. Mm-hmm. You know, they're able to spend X amount on inorganic ads, and, you know, how am I going to compete against them? And then, you know, I kind of, you know, I stepped back, remember what I did growing up, and stopped worrying about what was around me and just mm-hmm. Focused on myself. All right, what are we truly offering to the customer? How can we improve that value? How can we make sure our people, you know, because 75 to 80% of the estimate is labor. How can we make sure our workforce is doing what it's supposed to do? Okay, well, hourly pay is not it, you know. I mean, it's fine, but if you truly want them to perform at the level you need them to perform to be mm-hmm. a higher-end company, there's got to be some compensation model that goes mm-hmm. back to the education piece, you know, reading research and whatnot. So, yeah, I focus on myself, and, you know, I try to take care of my people and not worry about anybody else.
Yeah. So I think in order to do well at anything, I think you focus on yourself, what you can do, what you can control, and then you focus on the relationships. So I think, like, in my business too, people understand when you're just chasing a commission. We say that people can smell commission breath a mile away. So, because that's just someone who's chasing the commission, and their passion is not about helping people in real estate. Their passion is about getting money. And I think your passion is, you know, I think you think a lot like I do, like long-term goals. like, long term, you know, you want to help people, you want to do things the right way, and you want to make sure that everyone around you is happy doing what they're doing too, because if they're happy, they do a great job for you. So just, you've impressed me from the time I met you. So I just thought you have a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah,
I like where you're going.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, again, I look at, you know, how some of these, not just painting, but kind of the whole construction industry functions with the compensation. It's just, I don't, you know, it's what do you expect, right? Mm-hmm. And on top of, you know, being a good business person, right? One of my beliefs is every for-profit must have a non-profit, which that's a whole other sector. I'm not going to go into that right now. Like, I'm still brainstorming that idea. But, yeah, I mean, if you make money, I think the purpose of making money is to give it out, right?
Well, and I've been thinking about that, too, honestly. Because we've supported several charities. We do a lot with pet adoption and stuff. And also we supported the Buddy Walk for Down Syndrome for a lot of years. I think about that a lot, too, is, you know, what do I want to focus on with that? What do we as a group want to focus on with giving back? Because giving back, you can never go wrong with. So, kind of cool. See? I like how you think.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But thanks for joining us today. And do you want to tell people how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, so my website's online. I guess I can't. It's PMP Painting. And then, should I have my phone number?
Yeah,
is that fine? My name, Luke Hernandez, again, and my number is 740-683-5560. We do all areas of Columbus, and we are willing to travel.
Okay, perfect. And thanks for joining us. And as always, like, follow, subscribe.
Hit the notification bell.
That was Stanley's job. He's not here. I'm so sad. at Shannon Grimm Realtor. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.